Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talk to former big leaguer Matt Clement joining us now. Matt, good morning. How are you?
Doing good. It seemed like the start of these pro sports were so far away when they first got announced, like end of July, and we're right on the brink now, so it's pretty exciting.
I know. We were talking about that to get the show started today. Don't get a big head, but I'm looking at the text here. It's like, Matt Clement's so insightful. I could listen to him all day. I love listening to Matt Clement's perspective. You're getting big around town. You might have to get an endorsement deal with, like, the Lindora Hotel or something like that. I don't know. We're going to have to get this figured out.
Lindora Hotel. Maybe that's the people that are saying, giving the feedback, Lindora Hotel. So I'm in.
Giving you the two thumbs up. I wanted to ask you a question. Is these games are close. We're getting real close to playing these games, and something from a context perspective, think about playing, late in games that you played in, and maybe the crowd kind of frittered out some. They're going to be playing in essentially an empty ballpark. How does that change the dynamics of games, if at all, with no fans there? Have you thought about that in terms of these baseball games with zero fans in a lot of places?
It'll be interesting because I played in my year in with the Marlins in 2001. It was an interesting year because they were in the complete rebuilding year, even though I was playing on a staff with Brad Penny, A.J. Burnett, and Josh Beckett. So they had a few nice pieces in place. But it was quiet, man. That's the old Joe Robbie Stadium. So it's the big football stadium with 78,000 or whatever there. And you could hear a lot going on there. And as a young kid, you know, it maybe affected me a little bit more hearing what was going on. I tend to think back on my career and think about the opposite side when all 78,000 were there when I pitched in the playoff game against the Marlins. And 2 years later, and you don't even realize that they're there. So I think as a competitor and the people at that level, when you get to that level, it probably doesn't affect it. It's just going to be strange. I think from a fan's perspective, it's going to be interesting because you're going to be able to hear a lot more what's going on because the fan noise isn't there. I really think, like, you know, I'm excited actually to hear, like, the NBA because no fans in the NBA with the talking that goes on in between, you know, every possession, I think is going to be pretty interesting and dangerous at times to hear what's really being said in some of those situations.
Well, yeah, but we talked about this in regards to baseball specifically the last couple of days, Matt, but you know, it's an opportunity maybe for Major League Baseball to open up what they're willing to do technology-wise during a ball game. You know, how many players are they willing to have mic'd and live mic'd in some cases? Or I don't know if you saw the video from over the weekend from Milwaukee, the Brewers inter squad scrimmage where the catcher was wearing a camera. So you got the view, almost like the video game view, of the pitch coming out of the pitcher's hand and seeing just how fast it's moving. And I don't know, it just seems like a big opportunity for Major League Baseball to maybe bring in some younger fans by way of how they present these games.
Well, I think it's the perfect storm right now because you not only do you have these opportunities, but technology is just going through the roof right now with the things they can do. You know, 2 years ago, they were just embarking on some of the technology. Now they have all these new things, and they probably have some stuff up their sleeve that they're going to drop on us that we don't even realize is going to happen. And I think from a ratings perspective and to keep the people that can't go to the games involved, I think that, you know, and I think the players are going to be willing to do more because of the situation with it only being the 60-game season and short time and some of the negotiations and stuff like that. I think you're going to see the players maybe step out of their comfort zone a little bit more with some of the interviews, you know, in-game interviews and mic'd up and different things that might not have happened during the you know, kind of fall in the regular season year by year by year.
Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Matt Clement with us right now, former big leaguer. I'm glad you just said that because I've always wanted to ask somebody this question. You said that players might be willing to do this. When you're in the MLBPA, is there a divide between the league minimum guys and like the Bryce Harpers? Like, do you communicate with the high dollar guys when you're just a new guy in the league? How is it told to somebody like, hey, here's the way that a lot of people are going to vote on something, or maybe we should do this, or do they live in a different world? How does that work?
I actually think it's the opposite, and people would probably be surprised to hear this. I think that there's an obligation to the guys that are making all the money, and the veterans are trying to make it better for the younger kids than it was for them. And I think that's why the Players Union for the MLB is such a unique union. Instead of it being the divide that might be there, it's almost the opposite, where they're always pushing the league minimum and always pushing the different issues and the marketing agreements and the playoff pool money and all the stuff that's going to really benefit the younger guys that aren't making the big money. And I think that's what makes it unique. Are there some that are making a ton of money that probably don't care as much? I'm sure. I never encountered that when I was a part of it. But I always felt like when I was in those union meetings, it was always about the guys that are trying to establish themselves or trying to make their lives better or trying to get what they can out of this career that they're getting. It's a short window career. And I think that's why the baseball union is such a unique union. It's always really stayed together and never really went against each other.
Matt Clement with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Let's talk about what things will look like when the games actually get started. And it'll start with exhibition games this weekend. Saturday night, the Pirates will host the Indians. And just how do you go from – we talked about the idea of playing in front of very few, if no fans – earlier, but the idea of doing so in what is now an exhibition environment, is it going to be difficult for guys, not necessarily to get amped up for a game, it's still competition against another team, but is there a challenge to remain focused at times when you combine an empty building with the sort of ramp up, summer camps, whatever they want to call it, spring training type atmosphere?
I think there could be. But in my opinion, these guys got to be. I mean, I'm thinking I'm so excited I'm getting to play. So the adrenaline, I'm just getting to play in a season that, you know, it seems like every day when you talk about COVID and the situation we're in, there's a chance that this isn't going to happen. So I think the fact that we're taking that next step and we're, you know, really within reason to where this season's starting for all these sports right now, I think that's going to overshadow the negative of not having fans there, in my opinion. I just really think these guys are excited. This is what they do. You know, like I just said, it seems like players play forever, but the window of opportunity you have to do this is short. So the fact that they're getting a season is you know, I think going to be exciting. And I think there's also this air of excitement. Everybody has a chance, right? In a 60-game season, we talked about this before on here, the number one pitcher is going to pitch six or seven times to get in the playoffs. So you can't have a Max Scherzer or a Verlander just dominate, or Gerrit Cole to like put you in a position, a couple pitchers to do that. And I guess it's all relevant to the number of games, but there's, you know, the Pirates have come out before and had some rough seasons, but they've had like awesome starts and been leading the division at the middle of May. The middle of May is, you're three quarters of the way through this season in the middle of May right now, if you go to a normal season. So I think the interesting thing, I talked to one of my friends who is on a major league coach right now on a staff. And, you know, the interesting thing, I brought it up to him and I'm like, you know, this all could get decided in all these sports by who stays the healthiest. You know, you think about it, a couple players come down with COVID at the wrong time or it spreads on a team or whatever the case may be. And some of these taxi squad players are coming up. I think in a weird sort of way, it gives everybody hope because you just don't, not that you're hoping that people get it, but there's so much uncertainty that all these teams have a chance. They have a legit chance right now where, you know, I think everybody feels like they have a chance in the normal 162-game season. But this year, the short season, the uncertainty with what's going to go on, the no fans could affect some of the bigger market teams. We don't know that. So, you know, it brings a blend of excitement to it potentially that I'm interested to see how it goes.
Matt, you're obviously a big basketball guy. You're a Division I level basketball player in high school at Butler. You coach the basketball team there now. You love basketball. You're a tremendously athletic player growing up. And you follow the NBA. Let's look at the NBA in that Orlando bubble. And I have a question for you. There's a snitching hotline right now. If you see somebody and they're breaking the code, you can call or text and tell on another guy on another team in the bubble. Would you snitch if you saw some dude doing something he shouldn't have been doing?
Absolutely not. I just, you know, like to me, that breaks the code. And what worries me when I hear something like that is somebody could snitch and not even be real just to get somebody else in trouble and cause a problem. So I don't know. I would think that most of these players, for the most part, are going to, I'm going to say in the 90% are really going to be careful with what they're doing. Cause this is like, you know, it's their season and this is what they like to do. And they have a chance to win a championship right now, especially the, you know, you're in Orlando right now as playoff teams, basically, you know, you're not still riding it out. Like the MLB is a different animal. So I don't know. It's just for me, I had it was too hard to stay in the major leagues to worry about what everybody else is doing, not when they're not at the field. And I just kept my head down and went to work. And if people are going to do that, somebody else will address that problem. It's not going to be me, though.
Matt, I asked this question over the weekend. Of the three that are about to get started, NBA, NHL, and Major League Baseball, which one do you think has the best chance or the best opportunity to finish what they start here in the next couple of weeks?
Well, I think because it's outside, the MLB would be have the greatest chance. I actually think, though, this as I've thought this all through, like the bubble situation, I think enhances the NBA because, you know, how do you protect when you're at home? You know, I think we talked this last week also. On the road for the MLB team is going to be taken care of. I think they're going to be safer on the road, but at home, you're coming home and, you know, you're doing your normal thing. And, you know, even though the trips are shorter, you know, we don't all know how COVID gets spread completely. Right. So it could be as simple as you're walking your trash out to the curb and you see your neighbor and say, hi, and he tells you, hey, great game last night. You pitched good. And something happens. So I think the MLB's probably, that's the one thing I wonder how that's going to go. Cause it's hard to keep those when you're home, you're with your family, you're hanging out with them. They're hanging out with people. And it's a little bit more interesting in the MLB, where the bubble in the NBA actually, although crazy as it sounds and probably hard to keep people in there, that might keep them in a situation where it can happen. It's going to be interesting. I say that, and it's crazy. Like LeBron James comes down with COVID at some point, that changes the whole swing of the playoffs. Or Kawhi Leonard, or you know, or whatever the case may be, and then some underdog there has a chance of sneaking by and getting the whole way through. Stay healthy, Matt, you have a chance of winning.
Matt Clement, great as always. We appreciate it. We'll talk again next week. And stay away. Just wear a mask and do the things you're supposed to do, and then we'll be talking all the time. So that's great. We got to get you those endorsements. We got to call. We got to get you lined up with a bunch of endorsements. Considering the text line's blowing up with how much people appreciate you, Matt.
I have a couple friends.
Perfect. All right, we'll talk next Wednesday. Thanks again, Matt.
Hey, thank you.
All right, great stuff. There's a potential situation on my street here, Chris.
Oh,
I see men pulling up to my neighbor's house, and they're the concrete men that have done the concrete work on our street, and they're wearing hard hats, and they're getting. And my friend across the street, Evan, his driveway is totally done. It's been done. He's moved in for like a year, right? And they're getting something to what I believe might be cut up the concrete. And generally, that's a noisy proposition. So it could get dicey here in a little bit. Yeah, I don't know what's about to happen. So we can listen for that.
We'll see how that goes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.